Welcome back, everybody, to the Nerdcore Live Show. It is Sunday afternoon, and you know what that means. Episode 340, we're here for Shogun Episode 3. As always, this is the Nerdcore, here to host the show, along with my wonderful co-host, Brad Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a wonderful Sunday afternoon. And as Raul was going to say, you know what that means? It means Brad got drunk on a Saturday night.
Yeah. I was going to say, Brad, you want to explain to them why we're here on a Saturday, Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, I was drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got drunk and watched a horse movie, okay?
You know what's the funniest thing, Brad? You know what's really funny?
Huh.
Is that you sent me a message in the afternoon. Update the schedule, please. And you can't bother to see, hey, oh shit, 3-9? That's today.
Well, I got thrown off because usually we do this on Fridays.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I told you.
But your birthday was Friday.
Yeah.
And then I totally just kind of spaced it that we're going to do it Saturday because I was like, oh, we'll just do it Sunday. We always just push back to Sunday. Yeah. Apparently that wasn't the case.
No, it wasn't the case, bro. Yeah. We're here to do our Shogun review. So we're not going to have a lot of time to fuck around here. So I'm just going to, what's it called? Right off the bat, Brad, how are you doing today?
I survived. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking survived, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. I've got quite the day, plan for myself. So, but you watch anything other than the horse movie?
Watch the horse movie.
Yeah? Yeah,
you're talking. You're
not happy about that horse movie, huh?
That's the one thing that I watched.
Yeah. All right. I don't watch a lot of stuff. I watched the movies I had to get through for the challenge and all that. I watched Shogun, and my birthday was awesome. I got to go eat some wings. That was good stuff. Yeah. And I got $15 for Barnes and Nobles.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is that enough to get a Criterion?
During the sale, that is $5 getting out of my pocket for a Blu-ray.
Oh, there you go.
Or $10 on a 4K.
Yeah, that works.
But they did release a steelbook of a Paprika. So I might want to just do that. I think I'll just have to pay like $15.
Anime, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. We have to go to Barnes and Nobles and see what's up. But I wanted to get the Old Boy, a special edition, but I checked and they didn't have it there anymore. Or what's it called? At the one that I went to. So I said, fuck it. What's it called? I'm gonna just not get that. But yeah, man. Just been a good weekend. Today's the Oscars, so I'm gonna be doing that. I'm not gonna do I'm not doing a stream for y'all today. But I am doing like a little watch party here with my friends. So I have to, I have to go and run some errands too. So yeah. Ben Brad has to show me that ice fucking thing that he's got going on, which is the reason why we did. Yeah.
It makes it so small I can fit into this water bottle.
Shut the fuck up, Brad. My God, man. My God. Oh God.
Nice
yeah, with that, I mean, we got nothing else to say. Let's just fucking get into it, man.
Let's go.
Let's do this thing. So, if you have not watched this week's episode of Shogun, please go ahead and get out of here if you care about spoilers. But if you don't care about spoilers, or you've already seen the episode, go ahead and stay. Either way, how any of that goes, this is your one and only spoiler warning, and it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Brad?
Oh shit. Right.
It's whatever. No, I got it, Brad. I got it. Yep.
I totally spaced it.
a lot that you'd be spacing out now.
You'll be spacing.
Yeah. All right. This is episode 3.
Spoiler warnings up, by the way.
Yeah. This is episode 3 titled Tomorrow is Tomorrow. And the synopsis reads, after Blackthorn survives a brazen assassination attempt, Toronaga realizes he must ferry his allies out of Osaka or risk certain defeat. directed by Charlotte Brunstrom, and of course written by James Clavell, Rachel Cundo, and Justin Marks. Yeah, and yeah, same cast from last episode, guys. And anything here? In Japanese Buddhism, the Amida Buddha, also known as Amitabha Tathagata, is the Buddha of limitless light. He is the closest entity to the Western idea of God in Japanese Buddhism. Yeah. Damn, that's cool. That's cool. All right. Well, with that said, Brad, what are your initial thoughts on the third episode of Shogun?
What an action-packed third episode. I mean, you had multiple samurai fights. You had basically a boat race. I mean, you had this plan to sneak Torunaga out that was almost foiled like 2 to 3 times.
Yep.
In that whole hour. What a great episode. What a great, very impactful episode that just continues to show that this is great story writing based on the novel. So to that, I give them 2 thumbs up. And then we get to see more of, you know, Blackthorn using, you know, the Japanese ignorance on his people to get one over on them.
Yeah.
Always kind of fun. And then the moment with, I think it's Rodriguez, and yeah, he's like, my debt is paid. I'm like, yeah, all right. That was cool.
Yep. I really like this episode, man. Yeah. You did a great job with this one. I gotta say, it's really starting to really pick up here. Like, it really feels like it's on a nonstop train here, and we're getting through some really interesting stuff. I mean, we're trying to get Torunaga out, and just that whole part in the forest was fucking awesome with what's it called, the fights and stuff, and then of course I love it ending with a fucking race.
yeah with a boat race.
Yeah.
Very
like, cool. Okay, like, now we're like, gonna swim.
and then he's so happy that he's like stomping on it, and he's just scaring the Japanese guys, like, why is he so mad? It's like, he's not mad.
No, he's just happy.
He's very happy.
yeah
but also the political parts of this in the background,
yeah,
where you have the church basically turning their back on those that are already in their service just to get a foothold in Edo. And it's like nobody has any like loyalty to anyone in this.
Exactly. it's all a game, Brad, and it's about what side you are in the game. And
but Torunaga played it. He is playing the game right. He managed to get himself out, and Ishido is screwed because he needs 5 votes.
Yep.
And technically he only has 4. And so you know what's going to happen after that.
Yep.
Chaos.
And are they teasing like a little bit of like a relationship blossoming between Lady Maria and
I believe so.
And Blackthorn?
Yeah, I mean, her husband went out valiantly on that dock. That dude was a badass, by the way, even though he was kind of a dickhead. He goes out the samurai way, and I think he got what he wanted. He got noticed by his leader, and he died. I'm guessing he died. Like, they kind of put that off camera, but what a great freaking way to compel even more of these relationships.
Yeah, what's it called? And then I really like the way they filmed this as well, man. I mean, it looks fantastic, man. There was that one scene where they're both talking, and what's it called? Torunaga and the other generals like talking, and you have like light peeking in, and it looks like really fucking good in the dark, man.
I really like it when there's night scenes and I can actually see what's happening.
Yep. Yeah.
We don't have any doom going on, being like, apparently there's something on the screen going on because I can hear it, but I don't know where the rock is. Like,
Yeah. No doom here.
Yeah.
No doom here at all.
And multiple other shows that have done the same thing. So the night scenes were shot very well, and I could see like very clearly what was going on.
Yeah. But I also wanted to bring up the way that Black Door was reacting to the whole the women thing.
Oh yeah, just the purity in women, and then the Japanese are like, what the fuck is this guy on? Like, he doesn't smells like he hasn't taken a bath in 3 weeks. What is he talking about?
I still can't get over that. He's like, why would I take a shower? I just
and then I love how Lady Mariko, right?
Yeah.
But she asks him, is that really true? And he's like, nah.
Nah, I was supposed to call him. Nah. I was just trying to fake it up for you guys. Yeah.
But they made it out. I do love when Blackthorn, he's getting kicked, and they pan over to the two guys who I guess are guarding this whole thing. And they're like, we're really putting our lives up for this guy. Like, really? It's just kind of a hilarious whole thing, because they don't understand yet the ways of this Westerner.
Yeah. But you start seeing, Brad, that like it's all coming down to like this game, Brad, and like how you're gonna play the game, right? And how and what you're gonna promise and what you're gonna get. And it's starting to become very apparent. He's saying like, oh, what's it called? You get a church in Edo if you help me out here. It's like, okay, you're starting to let the devil in the door, man.
Well, and not only that, they asked that Blackthorn be left, mm-hmm. left behind. And it's just like, this man just saved your life like three times. Okay. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's how, I guess the game's more important. I guess his power is more important in that aspect. His people is more important than one barbarian.
Yeah. So
I kind of get it.
But you're starting to see it, Brad. Like, what's it called? Like, it's all coming down to how they're playing this game. And mm-hmm. It's all political, man. It really is.
I feel like Ishido has already basically lost the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had it, and then it has slipped through his fingers.
It 1000% has slipped through his fingers. And we'll see if he ends up coming back. But for now, it looks like, man, he lost it. He lost it, man. And
not only that, a lot of his men were just killed by his supposed, I guess allies.
Yeah. I did like that line he got was it Toranaga who told that one dude, like, if you have a plan, could you at least tell me before you or you think I'm about to die, man?
Yeah, like, what the hell?
Yeah. He's like, it'd be really nice to know of your plan before you execute it.
Yeah. I mean great scenes wise though, especially the action scenes. I love the forest scene. With the arrows on fire just streaming through. I thought that was really good.
So badass.
Yeah. It makes you think kind of like Game of Thrones, like the battle of, is it Blackwater Bay?
Yes.
It kind of makes you think, because that was a whole night scene. It kind of made me think of that.
Yeah, with the green fire?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is one of the most memorable scenes in that whole Game of Thrones.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, that's where, to me, this is where it's got it to me, man, where the Game of Thrones isn't really in the action, but it's in like the political part of it. And it's like,
this is kind of on that same wavelength.
Yeah.
Because the action is great, but what's really interesting is the games that are being played politically behind it and moving everything along, and just who is going to be the better chess player at this point.
Yeah. And a lot is at stake, right? And it's making it seem like, what's it called? Like, there's gonna be some more people. Like, Brad, we're not even at the freaking, what's it called? Mid season yet.
No. That's episode 5. We still got 2 episodes until then.
Yeah. So I feel like we're still very much, what's it called, have yet to see really who's being a snake and stuff, and we still haven't gotten into like the absolutely like really turning stuff here. But they're doing a fantastic job, man. I love the choreography. The costumes are fantastic. I love the costumes, like especially the samurai outfits, man. The army outfits they look fantastic, dude. It looks
you look at old Kurosawa films with the samurai. Mm-hmm. They're looking like that. They're looking like, really decent costumes.
Yeah, really decent costumes. Sorry, I just had to tell my dogs to shut the fuck up, man. Yeah.
That's why I'm on the third floor.
Yeah. Yeah, sadly, I only have, what's it called? I don't have another floor. What's it called? This apartment.
And honestly, the third floor is literally just this one room. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I live in a warehouse.
Yeah.
It's like the attic.
Yeah. But like, yeah, the costumes are fantastic. The choreography, it's not fancy, Brad. They're not trying to like really make it a spectacle. They're just like, here you go. Here's your battle scene.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love it. It doesn't have to be this like really crazy thing, because everybody, like, this show isn't about like the action. It's about the political stuff here, and it's about like the drama aspect.
Yeah.
So when you get these stuff, it's like really rewarding, and it doesn't have to like overdo it for the audience.
Well, and the more important thing, of course, is these relationships and this political game that they're overly playing. The action adds to it, but it's not the main part of it. I mean, yeah. I loved seeing, you know, the samurai fights and all that, and then the boat race at the end. But when it comes down to it, what that boat race was is Blackthorne had lost, but Rodriguez paid a debt. And that was the more important. That was the whole point of that.
Yep. That was the whole point of that. And, it looks like Toranaga and Blackthorne, what's it called, are getting really along here. It looks like Toranaga's definitely keeping him for a lot more, Brad.
I think so. He made his way out, so I think Blackthorne's going to become an ally, close ally. He's going to, Toranaga's going to, I guess, use? I don't know, depend on, but definitely use.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's exactly what that scene read to me about, like, him being like, okay, cool, I want to race you too. When he told him, like, you're not going to let him win, right? He goes, no, I would never.
No.
Like, so I think that's Toranaga saying, like, hey, what's it called? You're good. What's it called? I'm keeping you around for a bit.
This show does have, like, the bits of comedy in it that also help with it. I mean, making the guy dive, like, 30, 40 times, where he's like, let's race. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
It's like, I think I got it down after the 55th time you dived off the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that Toranaga was gonna be like stripped down to his, but no, dude, just goes to the freaking like actual robe that he's wearing.
He's probably like, yeah, I'll just defeat him this way.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was good. That was good. But like I said, man, I think the episode did a great job. Is there anything we're missing here, Brad? That we might not
Music wise was good. They added to parts of it.
I love the credits, the intro credits, Brad.
Like, oh yeah,
it looks so cool, and the music is really good. That's though one of the one of the notes reminds me of this sound on TikTok.
Mm.
The one, like when you find like videos about creepy shit, and it's this one, what's it called, note that they keep playing in the show, and I was like, it's like, why is this reminding me of fucking a TikTok sound? Mm. Like, what the fuck? But I'm really liking this. I really like this episode, man. I'm really liking this show, dude. This is really strong show where I think that
it's
just going to keep getting better. Dude, the writing is fucking awesome.
I mean, and from what I've read, they're sticking really close to the book for the most part. Yeah. So kudos to that. Because I really think in these instances, sticking close to the book can help it, especially with the political theater going on.
Yeah, I also have to say thank you so much for the stylized subtitles. I mean, that's really helpful there. I can actually see. And also that it's a good, like, size. Because remember in House of the Dragon?
The tiny and it's yellow? Yeah.
Yeah, the tiny House of the Dragon font. Oh, my fucking God, Brad. I was, like, sitting even close enough, and I was still having trouble with those subtitles. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, bro.
Yeah. Like, these are much better size, and they're a lot. Yeah. I think the letters are white and they're bigger, so it helps.
Yeah, welcome, man, Jess. So thank you, guys. I'm glad that somebody pays attention to accessibility here.
I am so glad FX is still putting out good content. I mean, like, we back in the day, it was Legion. That was kind of unexpected. That was probably one of the better mutant things that had ever come out from Fox.
Yeah.
But yeah, FX. Again, they find good shows, they put it on. I mean, they have The Bear and they have this.
Yeah.
And also, the news is this will probably just be a short series.
Yeah. It
won't have a season two or anything, which, you know, if they end it well, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Damn straight. It doesn't need to be more than what it is, Brad. No. Like, let's not overly.
It's what you have one book. You have one book.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. And from what I can tell, I don't think it's that expensive of a book like Dune where you had to like break it up.
No, Dune is huge. Shogun's more like an earlier Stephen King novel.
Okay. So it's not like you're not really like, what's it called, needing to break this up.
No, it's not a big book.
Yeah. But I love the performances. I think to me right now, the one who's like really selling it for me is Anna Sawai, who's doing Lady Mariko. I think she's really the star here, and she's really doing a great job with her performance. Like her body language, her facial expressions, like really sell a lot of stuff going on there. And I'm really liking her performance.
It's adding to that relationship with Blackthorne. So and I gotta call out Toranaga Sonata. He just puts off this air of like
his presence is felt even when he's not even on screen, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's Sonata, bro. Sonata's had skin in the game for so long. This man is as legendary as it can get. I mean, it's him and Watanabe are like the best, what's it called? Like actors, of their generation.
Yep.
Well, not generation. I'm saying more like, what's it called? Some of the best from what they've done.
Yeah, and Watanabe is on Tokyo Vice, I believe.
Fuck yeah, I believe. Yeah, I believe so, right? Yeah, yep. Yeah.
I believe he's the detective in that. So also great role.
Yeah.
And also this week's Tokyo Vice, fucking terrific.
Yeah. But fantastic, man. I can't wait to see where we keep going. The only thing that sucks is that we don't get like a little trailer at the end, like HBO. So it's like, fuck.
Yeah, they kind of had, they just had a, had like a little, I don't know, editorial from the actors or something at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I was looking for like a little teaser too. And it's like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait.
I wonder what else we got going on. I'm really excited for the show, man. I'm really liking it, Brad. Like technical wise, it's fantastic. Story wise, it's got me really hooked. Performances are fantastic. And we're just three episodes in, Brad.
Yeah, people need to go. If you haven't started yet, go catch Shogun.
Damn straight. But if we got nothing else to say, Brad, I think that concludes it, right?
I'm good.
All right, man.
Other than the rating. God. Yeah, you got to do the rating for the show.
Oh, that's right. We do ratings at the show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I believe I gave episode one a...
One and two, I think you gave an eight or I think an eight or eight and a half.
Yeah, eight and a half. Not yet there, guys. I do like this episode a lot more.
Oh, I remember what you did. You gave episode one, 8.5. Episode two,
8.75. Yeah. I like this episode. What's it called? Two. I think I'm going to stick with the 8.75 as well. I think we're getting there, guys. I'm waiting for that moment where like we're going to get some balls of the wall shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it called? But yeah, 8.75 for this episode, guys. I think it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And this, I mean, come on, man. Right up our alley. What else can we ask for, Brad? What else can we ask for? You're just giving us samurai Japanese shit, man. Like, yeah, cool. With
political like intrigue in the background. Fucking loving it.
Yeah.
For mine, I gave the last two 9. I will give another 9. I think it's been all great. But I'm saving my 10 for either mid season or towards the end.
We'll see what they do, man.
I know what's happening.
Yeah. Point is, dude, this episode, the show is fantastic, guys. There's a lot going on here that's just really good, and I'm really excited to see where we keep going because, like, I can't believe we're just three episodes in.
Yeah, and this is crazy storytelling. It really doesn't get much better.
This is what happens when you do 10 episodes, guys, and you don't cut it to 6 and you don't cut it to 8. You know, you give time for a lot of these things to really
five episodes.
Yeah. You give these episodes time to really sit, and you give these episodes like a lot of what's it called, room to breathe, and you get a good flow in it instead of, you know, having to limit everything to like single digit episodes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So, you know, let the creators create, let them cook.
That's right. All right. Well, with that said, that concludes our review of Shogun episode 3. And as always, we thank you all so much for joining us here. You can keep up to date with us on nerdcore.com, Twitter @TheNerdCore, underscore Instagram @TheNerdCore, TikTok @TheNerdCore, Threads @TheNerdCore, and our Patreons @patreon.com/nerdcore. At the $1 tier, you get early access to the main podcast, and on Mondays and Thursdays live stream, so that way you can hang out with us and talk to us while we while we do our podcast. And of course, our Discord is in the description below. You can talk to us in there about Shogun as well, and you can also talk to us in the comments of the YouTube video about Shogun. Please make sure you're also subscribing to the channel, clicking the notification bell, and leaving a like on the video on YouTube. All of that helps us out so much. And as well, on the audio side of things, make sure that you're leaving a 5-star review and you're following us on your favorite podcast app of choice. Brad, we got a crazy week ahead of us, correct?
Yeah.
I believe Monday, as it's called, Live and Dirty for patrons, we've got Song of the Horse as we continue our Kurosawa month with Kurosawa's only documentary, the only documentary he's ever made in his career. And it's about horses.
It's very much about horses.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is very much about horses.
Yes, sir. And then on Thursday, we have I wanted to choose a film from 1997, as it was my birthday this month. A couple of days ago. So I decided I chose Wong Kar-wai's Happy Together. And we're going to be doing a review of that. And then, of course, on the 16th, which is Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday. Because 14 is Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. On Saturday, we're going to do the Shogun episode 4. Why the hell does it say 3 here?
I don't know.
I probably just copy-pasted it.
Yeah, you're right.
It's okay. I can edit that.
It's episode 4.
Yes. Episode 4 of Shogun review is on Saturday. And then on Sunday, guys, season 2, episode 5 of Invincible is back. Invincible's back. And we're going to be doing a review of that on Sunday.
Oh, what is it, June? Is it June where we're getting like 2 or 3 different shows?
Yeah, we're having a lot of stuff on June. I think we're going to have to start, condensing some of that to either like season reviews or episodic.
Yeah.
I know that Fallout will be all released in one, so that's not going to be an episodic. That's going to be a season review, guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But we will review that.
Yeah, but that's April, so we got time.
Yeah, we got time on that.
Yeah, and we have both at Prime Video. So
yeah, Netflix has I sent you info on that. Netflix has something coming out that looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, but I don't have Netflix. They don't let me use Netflix.
We have ways.
But I think we got ourselves a good amount of stuff coming down, guys. We got a good week going next week, so you guys should go ahead and check that out. A lot of cool stuff, man. A lot of good shows. We got a lot of good movies that we're gonna keep watching. But with that said, Brad, don't get a new ice maker again, Brad. Yeah, don't fuck yourself, Brad. My God, Brad. I was like, Brad, bro, like I'm here, man. I'm ready to go.
Man, they were good drinks too.
Shut the fuck up, Brad. Yeah. God damn it. Oh my God. Oh, but with that said, we're getting out of here, guys. Brad, let's go ahead and get them out of here.
All right, Raul, thank you for being the host as always. Thank you to all those who join us in the future chat. Thank you to our listeners out there, our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And to end this episode, don't let your daimyo win. Young Yoda out.
Don't let them win.
Don't let them win.